Chevron in Parsha Shemini, so at the beginning of the Parsha, we learn about the death of Nadav and Avihu. And one of the deos, the Gemara discusses many reasons that Nadav and Avihu perished and were killed. And one of the reasons brought down is that they went into the Makom HaMikdash, they went into the Mishkan under the influence of Yayin, their Shtuye Yayin. The Kohen is not allowed to go into the Mishkan, into the Beis HaMikdash, under the influence of Yayin. And that's why then the Parsha goes on to teach the halachos to us Kohanim of not being allowed to drink wine if you're going to be involved in the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud Zayin and the Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, that there's a daya, even though we don't paskin like this, but there's a daya that says, even bisman azeh, a kohen is not allowed to drink a revius of wine. I don't know what we would do in Purim, but we're not going to even go there now. But a kohen is not allowed. We don't paskin like this. Don't worry, we don't paskin like this. A kohen is not allowed to drink a revius of wine. Why? Because maybe the Bein Hashem is going to bring Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and you have to be prepared at every moment to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. You hear? Now wait a minute. Listen to this. Listen, Chevra. The halacha is that if you're drinking wine, you're under the influence of a revius of Yayin, so to sober up and to be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, you could take a short nap. Or if you wait the amount of time that it takes to walk a mil, how long does it take to walk a mil? Machlokes, it could be anywhere from 18 to 24 minutes. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zatzal, or Menachem Mendel, he explains based on this. He says that we learn from here, let's take the longer zman of 24 minutes. We're worried that you're going to drink a revius of Yayin, and you won't have enough, that the Rabbonu Shel Olam is going to bring Mashiach, and within 24 minutes is going to be a Beis HaMikdash to serve in, because if we're worried it's going to take longer, you'll sober up already. What's the problem drinking? We're worried there's going to be, within 24 minutes, a functioning Beis HaMikdash in the world, at every moment of time. Imagine how achakalo b'chol yom she'ovo, not achakalo b'chol yom, b'chol shah, b'chol chatzi shah. That we have to be waiting and yearning. And on a practical, again, we don't possibly like this, but there's a day that a kohen can't drink wine bizman hazeh, because maybe he's going to serve in the Beis HaMikdash within 24 minutes from now. Imagine, chevra. And this is what we have to yearn for. We just left the Heilig Yontif of Pesach, a zman of gula. But are we yearning for the ultimate gula? Are we yearning for gula, and that gula is going to take care of all the problems in the world, and all the tsars of the world, and all the difficulties in the world, all the machlos in the world? Are we yearning for that? Are we davening for that? I don't mean are we saying Shemon Esrei, but are we really davening for it? And I'll tell you one step further, Kal v'chomer, if the gula and Binyan Beis HaMikdash could come within 24 minutes from now, within 24 minutes, mamish, we could be serving in a Beis HaMikdash. You don't think in our own life, each and every one of us, we have our nisyonos and we have our difficulties, begashmi, beruchni, and sometimes we're so steeped in them and we think there's no answer and I don't know what's going to be and I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel and I don't see how I'm going to crawl out of this difficulty, beruchni, begashmi, I'm having problems with shemisanayim, I'm not learning the way I should learn, or begashmi, someone's very sick, or lo aleinu, I'm suffering in parnaso, or shiduchim. If the Gula Shlema with Binyan Beis HaMikdash and serving could be within 24 minutes, Achaz Kama Kama, our Yachidika Gulas can come in less time. Metz Hashem, we should be Zoicha, Bez Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoicha. In the month of Nisan, the Gula was, and Chazal say, Benisan, Atidan Ligol. It's going to be Bez Hashem. It's going to be Bez Hashem, we have to believe that. We still have a week left. We still have less than a week left to Nisan. And Nisan is the most conducive time. I was talking to this to some Talmidim a couple weeks ago and telling them this, and one of the guys says to me, Rebbe, you really believe Mashiach is going to come this month? Yeah, I believe Mashiach is going to come this month. He says, yeah, I bet you $20 he's not going to come this month. MS. This is in a classroom. They're 20. I said, okay, no problem. You got it. No problem. We have a bet. Of course. How can I? I'm going to bet against Mashiach. Chas v'shalom. So I bet him $20. I said, for sure, Vadli is going to come. How could I bet against it? So then I say, you have a big problem because you just made a bet and you have to daven against your bet. You have to daven against your bet. What are you going to do? Vadli, you're going to lose. So Bez Yemes Baruch Hu Shivizoichet to the Gula Shleima Bimheri Bimenu Bekaruch Mamish Hail your Shabbos Kodesh Bol Simcha Bracha.
Shabbos goyde, 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 Shabbos goyde,